As the Bush administration tries to keep weapons of mass destruction out of the hands of terrorists, a successful program to dismantle Russia's nuclear arsenal is faltering. The much-hailed Nunn-Lugar program to safeguard Russian stockpiles has been held up by bureaucracy on both sides of the Atlantic. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
On his latest trip to Russia, Senator Richard Lugar went to a shipyard where U.S. aid has helped dismantle submarines. He also saw a facility where he says 4 missiles a month are being destroyed. But Senator Lugar didn't accomplish all he had hoped to do. He was turned away from a biological weapons facility, and he blames the incident not on President Vladimir Putin or other high-ranking officials, but rather on the bureaucracy of the new Russia.
It's a different place. But still, with lots of bureaucracy, lots of people apparently undercutting President Putin and the Secretary of Defense, Mr. Ivanov, and they will continue to do so.
The Indiana Republican is facing bureaucratic headaches right here in Washington as well. By most accounts, the program he and former Senator Sam Nunn launched back in 1992 has been a tremendous success, helping to safeguard and dismantle former Soviet weapons stockpiles. But funding was held up for 6 months of this year because the Bush administration complained that Russia wasn't fully disclosing its biological and chemical weapons stocks. One supporter of the Nunn-Lugar program, Bill Hain, says this delay may be a sign that the talk of a new era of U.S.-Russian cooperation is just that. Talk.
I think the administration is really trying to have it both ways. They're trying to make a moral statement, which is the Russians aren't being truthful with us on the chemical and biological front. But at the same time, this work is important and we don't want to hold it up, so we're going to seek a waiver through the Congress. I think that's a very tricky game to play, where they're trying to say we want to hold the Russians accountable and keep them honest. On the other hand, we don't want to slow this work down. Unfortunately, the net result has been is the work has come to a stop.
Congress gave the Bush administration only a temporary waiver to release the funding and is now debating a measure to have the funding go ahead uninterrupted. Hain of the Russian-American Nuclear Security Advisory Council says this should be a priority.
That's the fundamental question that the policymakers have to be asking themselves. Are we in a war on terrorism or are we not in a war on terrorism? If we are in a war on terrorism, then I think we ought to be doing everything within our power and our means available as fast as we can to lock down weapons of mass destruction, related materials, technology, and the weapons themselves.
That thought was echoed by Joseph Biden, the Delaware Democrat who chairs the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. He wants to see not only Congress, but allies in Europe do more to help Russia deal with its weapon stockpiles.
We're worried this moment with legitimacy about whether or not Saddam Hussein may take any of the anthrax he has or the VX he has or anything else he has and give it to or sell it to or allow it to get in the hands of terrorists. And yet, there are these scores and scores and scores of disasters waiting to happen in the hands of people who want to do something about it positively.
Biden's colleague, Senator Lugar of Indiana, has been beating this drum for years and says there is interest in Russia in expanding the scope of the Nunn-Lugar program. But the first hurdle is to get the U.S. Congress and the Bush administration to agree that the United States should help safeguard Russian weapons, even if Russia's weapons program is not as transparent as they'd like. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.